In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We are joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. And he is the host of the best football show podcast, and Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And Brian joins us, as all guests do, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to be with you. Good morning.
Well, it's always fun to talk to you. And, you know, I don't even know how to ask if the offense can be fixed, because we don't even know the guy, the architect of the offense, right? The guy that put this playbook together is gone now, Shane Waldron. But you got to keep the playbook. It's what Caleb has been learning. And you got now a guy in Thomas Brown who comes in, and his charge is to get this thing fixed, even though it's not his. It's a tough job.
It's a tough job, but sometimes you have to make these decisions. I mean, Buffalo last year at this time of the year, they fired their offense coordinator and elevated Joe Brady, and they've never looked back, and they've kind of fixed all the woes that they had, from turnovers to imbalance to, you know, not being able to run the ball effectively. And so it worked for Buffalo. We'll see what it does. Thomas is, you know, he's got a resume here. There are things that are broken within the offense. I mean, they need to help the quarterback out. The quarterback's got to play better. You got to work around an offensive line that isn't great, but they're not completely awful. So you got to build the quarterback's confidence up, because they all can lose it. You mentioned that Tom Brady will be there this week, and I saw Tom last weekend on the sideline in Tampa. But every quarterback's confidence can be shattered. You've got to rebuild it. And so that happens with completions, first downs, staying on the field and converting third downs. And they were terrible at it last week.
Why do you think the Bears decided to fire Shane Waldron in season, something they haven't done? And you referenced an example where it has worked, but more often than not, Baldy, doesn't it kind of scream as a desperate move? I know these are desperate times, but you look at the Bears, and yes, people understand it wasn't getting done, but I think that we were still a little surprised the Bears actually went through with it, because they've never done this before.
Well, just because they haven't done it before doesn't mean it wasn't the right thing to do prior. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, look, Shane has got a resume. He's got some things that he's done well in his business. But the offense, to me, except for a couple of games this season, didn't make sense. Like, they're primarily an offense where they asked the receivers to win one-on-ones. They weren't really good at it last week. And so then if you go, okay, well, let's just say the Patriots playing the heavy man coverage like they were, let's go to bunch formations. Well, they get into a bunch formation, and they don't do anything to rub a receiver open to get him free. And so, well, what's the purpose of that? Like, if you're just asking Keenan Allen to go beat press coverage, or for DJ Moore to go beat Christian Gonzalez, well, they weren't doing that with any, you know, quickly, whether the quarterback's on his third step, he's hitching, he's ready to throw, and nobody's open, and he's just holding the ball. And now, that wasn't always the case. But there was plenty of that, and there's been plenty of that during the season, where it's third and three, and they're throwing 30-yard spray fades down the field to a receiver, which is a low-percentage throw. Like, I thought there was a disconnect between what they could do and what they were doing, and none of it was helping the quarterback.
We had a long conversation. Obviously, we've talked about this for a while. I think part of the problem is, you know, people now have a book. They now have an understanding of what the Bears were trying to do. They know how to defend Caleb better than they did when the season began. And there was, obviously, the league is about moves and counter moves. And we talked about how tentative they had made him, whether it was the problems on the offensive line or whether it was their preaching about not throwing interceptions. You know, the one thing he's done is he hasn't thrown interceptions. But if you're not making any plays, it's easier than, you know, if you're taking nine sacks, isn't it, right. You know, as opposed to throwing a pick. I just wonder if they've taught him the right stuff.
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, there's no point in just holding on to the ball. I mean, the first play of the game is max protection. It's the biggest pocket you could actually create on a football field, and he takes a sack on the play. I mean, it's on the quarterback, but still, like, he's hesitant, and for whatever reason. And so not only is he hesitant, but when he has thrown it, starting really with the Washington game and then Arizona, I mean, he hasn't not been accurate. And so his mechanics aren't good, and he's holding the ball and he's hesitant. Those are all bad for any quarterback. I do think better design could help him. He does look ready to throw on time, and the receivers aren't open and don't look like they're expecting the football a great deal of the time. So I think it's a little bit of a mix. I actually thought the offensive line, with Matt Pryor going to right tackle last week because of the injury and whatnot, I actually think they played okay up front. It wasn't like there was just a broken sieve and he was under duress very quickly outside of maybe one or two throws. But, you know, you got to stay out of, you know, third and longs. They were third and 10 plus on four of the 14 third downs. Those are always hard to complete. But still, good offenses find a way to do that.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavors to your game day dishes this football season. All right, Baldy, how do you explain just how Nate Davis fell off the map here and really never really lived up to expectations, and he was finally cut yesterday?
Wow. Nate Davis came out of the University of Charlotte, drafted by Tennessee, did look like an NFL player his first year or two. He looked awfully small. He wasn't very good. And then he you know, they became a run-first team. They had Derrick Henry. He moved big bodies up front and really solidified himself as a good starting guard. The Bears took him in free agency. He had some injuries up there. And all of a sudden, he went backwards, you know, and couldn't stay on the field. And, I mean, Matt Pryor has been a journeyman, and I'm friends with Matt. I don't want to, you know, disrespect him, but he's not been a great player in this league. He's been a backup player. But when he beat him out, like, that said all you needed to know about what they thought of Nate Davis. So, I mean, I think the injuries and maybe the design, you know, you're on your second offensive coordinator, now third offensive coordinator in 2 years, a lot of it has changed. And I don't think it's been particularly good for Nate right now. I'm sure he'll get picked up here pretty soon.
You know, I don't know what to make of their offensive failings on the line. And I understand if you have injuries where that comes from, Baldy. But, you know, it just feels like, you knew you were taking a quarterback with the first pick in the draft. You did everything you could to gather as many offensive weapons. You did a good job of bringing in receivers, but you needed to get to that line, and you needed to get to it like in a time machine. You don't need to get to it on this particular year, but it feels like every move they've made has been thwarted somehow on the line, and they've been patchworking it since the season began, and it's created a problem for any kind of quarterback development.
It has. I mean, the Steelers have started two rookies in their offensive line. They went and drafted a center, Zach Frazier, out of West Virginia. Second-round pick, he's a stud. They've had injuries on their line. Their sixth-round pick out of South Dakota State, Mason McCormick, looked like he was, he was playing for Chuck Knoll back in 1975, you know. And, you know, I mean, he looked great last week. On the goal line, short yardage, I mean, he's pulling around, looked like an animal. Why is it that some teams go out there and put two rookies in the middle of the offensive line, and they're in first place in the AFC North because the line got fixed? You know, you got to do your homework. You got to You got to find these guys. You got to develop them. And, you know, the good teams continuously do that. The Rams, prior to last night, they were starting two rookies on their offense line when they had won three in a row. For some reason, they took them out of the line, and they played like crap last week with the starters in there. But Bo Limmer and Delsich, those kids played great. Two rookies in there, late-round pick, sixth-round pick, free agent. But, you know, they put these kids in there, they coach them up, and pretty quickly they look like they belong. And so I could go across the league and show you guys that, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs lose the Super Bowl and they look awful up front, and they drafted Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey, and they've gone and won two Super Bowls in a row. Like, they fixed their line. So it has to be a priority, and it just has not been the type of priority, I think, that the Bears needed in order to be competitive.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This segment with Brian Baldinger is brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit TimberTech.com. So the last 3 weeks, Caleb Williams certainly has struggled. And yet, given the uncertainty about everybody this season and Matt Eberflus's job and maybe even Ryan Poles, I think Caleb Williams probably is the surest thing about this about the future you can predict. He's going to be the guy who is going to be here. What have the last 3 weeks done to your expectations for what kind of quarterback he can be?
Well, he's outplayed by Jaden Daniels, but that was one game. Outplayed severely by Kyler Murray. I mean, other top flight picks, you know, and then in the last week was just a complete clang. Outplayed by Drake May last week. So, you know, he's not doing himself any favors by the way that he's playing, but none of these quarterbacks can do it by themselves. So, you know, he's going to be here. Whether they make a change at the head coach or the general manager, he's going to be here. They have to try to make it work. They got to find the right coach, the right coordinator, whoever that is. And maybe it's the staff that's here. If they turn things around and they, you know, find a way to beat the Packers this Sunday and play well within their division. But that position has got to get fixed in Chicago. And whether it's Caleb or not, they have to get that thing fixed. Otherwise, you're just going to see continual turnover like they have. I mean, they had nothing but turnover in Detroit. You can say it's all Dan Campbell, but unless Jared Goff played like he has played for 3 years, I mean, Dan Campbell isn't giving those victory speeches, you know, in the locker room that we all watch every week and saying that he's, you know, they're taking his toughness and his coaching. Well, the quarterback played, and he was supposed to be a stopgap quarterback to the next quarterback, but he's fixed that position, and everything else in Detroit looks a whole lot better because of it.
So, Baldy, it's also Packer week for the Bears. Now, this, you know, it seems like there's a lot going on, and you don't want to lose sight of it, but this is like the oldest rivalry in the league. The Bears have never beaten, or I should just say, the Flower has beaten the Bears 10 straight times, Matt LeFleur. And now he comes in to a damaged team. You know, if ever there was a moment in a season where the Bears, if they ever could get their act together, boy, would it be appreciated. It's this one. But it feels like the circus is in town. Like, every time you try to turn around, since that Fal Mary, it's been one horror story after another. How do you get them focused and ready to play a football game against a division rival in the midst of all this?
Well, I mean, and that division rival is coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they'll whatever has been ailing them, which has been a few things, you know, they're coming with a new defense in town that leads the league in takeaways. Their safeties, you know, they just sit there in the middle of the field waiting to rob you if you dare to throw it there. So, look, it's tough, but, you know, New Orleans made a change. They had lost seven in a row. Darren Rizzi came in last week, and somehow with a bunch of castaways, guys that literally they picked up off the bus stop on a Tuesday, helped them win games on Sunday last week against the division rival Atlanta Falcons. And so sometimes change is good. Sometimes it's what it's needed. They're going to get a good chance to, you know, and to turn their season around with the Packers coming to town. Like, look, if they get beat by the Packers and it's ugly, I mean, you could basically say the season is over and the circus isn't in town and staying in town. They find a way to beat the Packers and get Caleb right and get this offense on track. You could turn this thing around because everything, every bad habit can be changed in an instant. And so it can change. And maybe Thomas Brown is the newest hero in Chicago if he gets this offense fixed. It's a big challenge, no question about it. And so, but that's the challenge. And as ugly as it was at Soldier Field last week, maybe it can be just as victorious this week.
Great stuff, Baldy. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. You bet.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls. Are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.